We're continuing the Shiltos on Bereishis, and the Shiltos had said your clothing on Shabbos should be different than your weekday clothing. The Rabbi Yochanan Karile Maneda Velavish Beshabta Mechabdute. So he quoted a version in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan would call the garments he wore on Shabbos his honor. Our Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan would call his garments his honor. Karile Mane Mechabdute. So the Nitziv had developed last time the understanding that there are different types of clothing, that levush is the undergarment, and then it turned out from the Nitziv there would seem to be an idea of having undergarments which are in honor of Shabbos. And now the Nitziv continues like this. He says, Perush, Klal Manaya hu levushim atachtonim gamken. The term in general, manaya, clothing, havikar lemane, he called his clothing mechabdute. So the general term of manaya is encompassing of the undergarments as well. V'chilshon ha'gmarash lo yemal bushcha shel Shabbat, as the Talmud says, your levush of Shabbos shouldn't be your like your levush of weekday. V'levgadim tachnim lo sheach likot mechabdute, sheinam ela la'asir ha'busha v'lo l'kavod. So the Nitziv over here says, and he's really developing another concept, he says, you can't call the undergarments honor. They're not about honor, they're about removing shame. And this is a concept we have, that clothing serve multiple purposes. There's lechasot besar erva, as the pasuk says. There's the idea that they cover a person's private parts. Then there is the idea that the clothing a person wears is to protect him from the elements. Then there's the idea, lechavod ul'tifaret, that he wears clothing for honor, for glory. So the Nitziv says, you can't say that the undergarments are there for glory. No, they're not. They're there to remove shame. Aval lemaneda v'lavush b'shabata, but the clothing he wore on Shabbos, avikar Rav Yochanan mechabdute, v'asher shayu na'im u'miyuchadim lechavod, because he'd wear honorable clothing all the way through and through. So those were worthy of calling his honor. The pasuk says, instead of honor, fire will burn. It'll burn like fire. The pasuk says, the Gemara quotes there, in place of his honor, but not his honor itself. Rabbi Yochanan Netameh Davikar Lemani Mechabdute. The Gemara over there says Rabbi Yochanan goes with his reasoning that he calls his mane his mechabdute. That's his honor, his clothing. Rabbi Lezer Amartach Kvodo Mamash. Rabbi Lezer says no, it's instead of his honor, literally. Upiyosh Rashi Lo Svir Leik Rabbi Yochanan V'inyan Machloktam. Rashi explains they argue. What's their argument about? The Rabbi Yochanan Kariyaf Lebegda Tachton Mechabdute. Rabbi Yochanan would call every garment, including his undergarments, that's my honor. Sharei lo ayu ba'alei milchama desancheriv olchim utafim bilvush elyon. Shein ze derech milchama, el alchu bilvush nae, levushei malchut v'chadome. The pasuk is speaking about Sancheriv's warriors. And when they went to war, so they didn't go to war with an overgarment. They weren't wearing a nice cape when they went to war. You don't do that. The idea is that the garments, the actual armor that they used when they went to war was royal clothing and the like. They went to war without a cape or something like that. It wasn't that they had a nice royal overgarment. You don't go to war wearing a nice frock, but you do go to war where your armor and whatever it is you're wearing to go out to war is shine. Rabbi Yochanan carry lo gamken mechabdute. So Rabbi Yochanan calls all that their garments, their honor. Rabbi Eliezer svir leid lo mikim mechabdute la beged elyon asui ikaron lechavod. Rabbi Eliezer says no. What's honor? Honor is a garment that's not there to serve a purpose. It's there primarily for honor, and that's not a garment that you're wearing because you're going out to war or because you're going out to fend off the elements. That's honor is honor. Honor is a cape. Honor is something that has no purpose other than honor. It's a tie. There's no purpose in it. It's there for honor.
Well, actually, it's also to cover your foot.
honor. Why do you need your buttons covered? They shouldn't get rusty. Kmo shemila umfaresh v'chibato gam ken al malbush elyon. And that's the idea that kmo simla, I'm sorry, umfaresh v'chibato gam ken al malbush elyon. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. What's v'chibato? How do you honor the Shabbos? That's the overgarment. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Od lamadnu mimash katav Rabbeinu, ta'av elavish b'shabbat ha-mechabdute. We could further learn from the way the Shiltos words it, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the garments he wore on Shabbos were mechabdute. Demashma mishum shaya lechvod atzmosh Rabbi Yochanan kailu hachi. It seems that Rabbi Yochanan was saying the garments I wear on Shabbos I call my honor. So they're coming to honor him, Rabbi Yochanan. V'areinan ila lechvod Shabbat. If you'd ask me, I'd say you're honoring Shabbos. It's not about your honor, it's about Shabbos' honor. I'm on vacation. Do I have to wear Shabbos clothing? Or if I'm in my hotel room, I could walk around in my shorts and whatever, my PJs. Says the Netziv, wait a second, here it seems like it's his honor, it's not Shabbos' honor. And we would say it is Shabbos' honor. El al kochach ta'avi levush gam ken b'chol, kedebai leitkabed. ולמדנו שלודה מלבושי שבת כמאכל המיוחד לשבת. דהית בירושלמי מסרות פרגדל דקלקלה מיוחד לשבת מקפידין עלה שלא תאכל בכל ולא תהי מזדבנה. What we see here is that he'd be dressed honorably on weekdays too. But the idea is that the clothing, even the undergarments that were designated for Shabbos, couldn't be used the rest of the week. Just as if they had dried figs, the Jerusalem Talmud, that were designated for Shabbos, they weren't allowed to sell them during for a weekday. These are the Shabbos figs. Aval odami bgadim lo ochlin. So on one hand, we'd say the clothing must be like the figs, like the food. But clothing are not like food. Ochlin shiachlu yimana mechvod Shabbat. But food, you might say, if I ate the food, so there's no more figs left for Shabbos. Mashenkin gadim, but clothing, you could say, I wore them on Tuesday, I'll wear them again on Shabbos. Mishum hachi sharia. That's why it should be permissible. Teda shari shamay zakeni ochel bechol beimam shichdal Shabbat, kedid beitzad aftetzain, vainum shum shikvam tzacher nami mena, lechvod Shabbat. Veachinami gadim, shim yilbashem bechol, mikol mikom yu lechvod Shabbat, gamken veshari. So clothing, you could honor Shabbos and honor the weekday with them too. So that's the idea here. Rabbi Yochanan said, the clothing I wear on Shabbos are mechabdute. Those are my honor. What do you mean they're your honor? They're your honor or they're Shabbos' honor? No. He used to wear them not only on Shabbos. He used to wear them on weekdays too. He'd say, this is my Shabbos undergarments. They are my honor. They're more than regular undergarments. Ordinarily, I don't need such fancy silk undershirts or whatever. I have these silk undershirts for Shabbos. But the Netziv wants to be medayik here. What does he mean? These are my honor? Because I could wear them on a weekday too. They're not like food. Because you see, even with food, when Shammai, the Talmud tells us in Beitza, Shammai would buy an animal in honor of Shabbos. Then he'd find a better animal. He'd eat the first animal. So you see, even though you designated something for Shabbos, if you have what you need for Shabbos, you could still eat it. Same thing goes for a garment, says the Netziv. If that garment's going to be available for Shabbos, you could wear it on a weekday too. So then, the Netziv wants to give a new interpretation. What does the Shiltos mean? Rabbi Yochanan called the garments that he would wear on Shabbos his honor? It doesn't mean when he'd wear them on Shabbos. Because when he wore them on Shabbos, that's not his honor, that's Shabbos' honor. His point was, if he'd wear them on weekdays too, he'd say, okay, this is honor. This is not about just covering the way these Malbushim ordinarily are, and the Netziv says the idea that we learn from here is that one may wear his Shabbos clothing during the week. If you want to wear your Shabbos suit during the week, you could wear it, provided you have it ready the way it should be for Shabbos. Now, you might need to launder it in order for it to be ready for Shabbos, but that's okay, says the Netziv. That's the halacha we walk away with from here. That you're allowed to wear the Shabbos clothing during weekdays because you're not using them up. They'll be available for Shabbos too.
I don't understand why it's his on. Why does he say, why does he refer to himself and not just say it's on? Or still, the honor of Shabbos.
So then it's even wants to understand that it means when he'd wear it on weekdays too.
Right, I understand, but why did he refer to his own himself? Why didn't he just say this is on?
He's saying when there are scenarios that he wanted that either imagine whatever the scenario is, he had reasons why it was important. So then he would wear you wear your suit in honor of a wedding. So that is your honor that you wear that suit. It's not about Shabbos' honor. Now, so that's what he wants to say. That whenever Rav Yochanan had reason to use those clothing, he would use it. And that's the point that he'd say, these clothing are my honor. That those clothing had the capacity to be his personal honor when he needed it for his personal honor. It wasn't a contradiction. Ordinarily, we say the food that's designated for Shabbos should not be used elsewhere because it's contradiction. But when it's not a contradiction, then you could use it for your own honor as well. Yeah. וחייצה בזה כתב הר"ן פרק במ"ה מדליקין לעניין הפרש בין נר חנוכה לעצי סוכה שמותר אחר החג עיין שם. And there's a similar reasoning in the R'an in במ"ה מדליקין where he wants to distinguish between Hanukkah lights and the wood of Sukkah, where the Hanukkah light where the wood of Sukkah is permissible to be used after the Yom Tov. Ayin Sham, take a look at the R'an over there. Tanya Amar V'Chanan Sarich, where is that? Sarich, no, Lo Yisko, where did I get the Tzrich from? Ah, no, Tanya Amar V'Chanan Sarich, where is that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nar Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Sarich HaAdam Sheyeh Lo Shtei Atifot, Achat Shechol V'Achat Shel Shabbat. Ken Tzrich Lomar. So he says it should be Rabbi Chanan, not Rabbi Yochanan. וכן הוא בפסיק תרבתי ברכף גימל והותנה דברייטה בסנדרין דפה ובירושלמי איתה אמר בי חנינה. So he says it shouldn't be Rabbi Yochanan, but rather Rabbi Chanan or Rabbi Chanina. Oh, very nice. That's what it would seem like, yes. Yes. According to his interpretation, he can't be Gora as Rabbi Yochanan here, right? Very nice.
So he's willing to change the gear stuff?
No, he says if you look in the Psikta, you'll see that that's the Girsa.
Oh, okay.
And you'll find it in Sanhedrin, and you'll also find him in the Yerushalmi that's not Rabbi Yochanan.
Oh, works very well.
Yeah. Amar Rav Huna, Lo yiskor adam poalin b'Shabbat.
I don't think we did this in the Shiltos.
So I'm going back to the Shiltos. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, so we'll go back up a line. We're back in the Shiltos. Ma'asot rechecha shlo yeilucha shel Shabbat kiluha shel chol. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, refrain ma'asot rechecha from doing your way. So Chazal interpreted that to mean your way, the way you walk, your gait on Shabbos should not be like your gait on weekdays. Amar Rav Huna lo yiskor adam poalin b'Shabbat. A person should not hire workers on Shabbos. Nor should a person say to his friend, does it seem like you and I are going to meet tonight? So that's Rav Huna. Now the question is, how does that work with Masud Rachecha? We'll continue another few lines. We'll understand and see better. Mintzochef Tzicha, from pursuing your own desires, meaning the Navi and Yeshaya saying, refrain from doing your ways, pursuing your own desires. Chafetzecha asurin chafetzei shamayim mutarim. Your needs are prohibited, but the needs of heaven are permissible. You could deal with raising charity on Shabbos. You could deal with whatever is considered heaven's need, so to speak, when it's for the sake of a mitzvah. V'daber davar, dibur asur, hiru mutar. When it says daber dabar, it says and refrain from what you say. What we say is permissible, is prohibited. But what we think is permissible. You could think business on Shabbos. Should I invest? Shouldn't I? Where should I invest? Whatever, you're allowed to think about that on Shabbos.
Don't they say when you go in the bathroom not to think about that?
Don't know.
They say on Shabbos, when you can't think about business, you think about, I don't know, how nice the trees are.
Rav Chista, Rav Amnuna, Damri Tovayu, Cheshbonot Shem Tzamutal, Cheshben B'Shabbat. They both said you're allowed to calculate the Cheshbonos of a mitzvah. Tamar B'Elazar, Poskin Tzedakah L'Aniyim B'Shabbat. We could designate Tzedakah for the poor. Amar B'Yakov Baridya, Amar B'Yochanan, Mefakhin Pikoach Nefesh B'Shabbat. Okay, Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar B'Yochanan, Holechin B'Yom D'Shabbata. Ki heichi dinachi beyana dichtiv. No, I went backwards, I'm sorry. Amar v'yochanan, holchin.
This is a bad photocopy.
Okay. Holchin, next page. Lebatei knesiyot, lebatei mdrashot, lefakeach al iskei rabim b'shabbat. So we go there for public needs. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar B'Yochanan, Holchin l'teatrot v'l'kirsot l'fakach l'zkei rabim b'Shabbat. So we saw all kinds of places you could go on Shabbos. Now let's go back. What do we say? We said earlier, Me'asot drachecha. So that suddenly Rav Huna says, don't hire workers on Shabbos. How does that connect with Me'asot drachecha, from doing your way? We're darshaning from the pasuk, refrain from doing your way. So one drasha that appears in our Gemara is your gait on Shabbos shouldn't be like your gait on weekdays. You should walk more leisurely. That's me'asot drachecha. Then Rav Huna comes along and says, don't hire workers on Shabbos. Don't tell a person, does it seem like we will meet together tonight? So our Gemara discusses that under which speech is permissible on Shabbos. The Shilto seems to connect it with your gait. Me'asot drachecha, from doing your way. So says the Netziv. Rabu amaygim kan. Many people put editor's notes here. Ve'li nireh, but I think, te'efshar lomar shu Rav Huna is a gaon shekadmo l'rabbeinu. That this Rav Huna is not the Rav Huna of our Talmud. It's a Rav Huna, one of the Gaonim that preceded Rav Achai Gaon. V'kvar nimtza b'behag, Hilchot Brachot Perek Vav, Mar Rav Huna Aluf. We find that in Baal Halachos Gedolos. V'afilu b'gemara Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, V'amar Rav Mordechai, V'eino min ha'gemara, Ela Gaon Shmo Kach. You have a Gemara in Yuma, Nun Gimel Amud Bet, Amar Rav Mordechai. It's not from the Gemara that Amar Rav Mordechai. That's an insert from one of the Gaonim, Rav Mordechai. Ve'vio ha'rif perek en omdim. The Rif quotes in en omdim. Vayen shuot Rashba. And look closely over there in the Rashba's responsa, Siman Tavlu. V'achakach uva b'gemara ben mevin. The Gemara quoted it from the Gaonim, and then no one could figure out what's going on here, but really it's not from the Gemara. U'mikol shken yesh omar shu tosefet gaon b'sifro shel Rabbeinu or Rabbeinu katav b'shmo. Certainly here you could say either a Gaon stuck it into the Shiltos, or the Shiltos stuck it in the Gaon's name. So what's the whole Chiddush here? What's he talking about? That's where we'll pick up tomorrow with Zachin.